Days after the government intervened in two bank failures, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen told the Senate Finance Committee today that the U.S. banking system is sound.
This week's actions demonstrate our resolute commitment to ensure that our financial system remains strong and that depositors' savings remain safe.
As Yellen was testifying, word came that America's biggest banks are considering a rescue of First Republic Bank, which has seen its credit rating fall and its stock price fall as well. Let's bring in Jean Whalen, global business reporter for The Washington Post. Jean, hello.
Hi there.
First Republic Bank, what is the financial concern about that bank that has prompted this discussion of a potential rescue?
So, like Silicon Valley Bank, which collapsed last week, First Republic Bank has a large number of uninsured depositors, so meaning a large number of large deposits that are above the FDIC limit of $250,000. And so I think the market has been looking for banks like that to look for ones that could be vulnerable to the same kind of problems that Silicon Valley Bank had last week, and First Republic fit that bill.
Yeah, where there might be a bank run and depositors say, well, you know, a lot of my money is not protected, so I'm going to try to get it out as quickly as I want, as I can.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Why would banks get involved instead of the government? I remember during the financial crisis, J.P. Morgan jumped in to rescue Bear Stearns and Washington Mutual Bank.
Yeah, it's a good question. I'm not sure I know the answer to that. I think because they are, you know, big business. They are in the business. They are much bigger. They have sounder finances than First Republic does. Quite possibly, the government has put pressure on the bigger banks to help out here. I think that was the case in 2008, and might very well be the case now. I don't know that for sure, but that would make sense.
And
because it's in their interest, in the large banks' interest, to stabilize things so that they themselves do not come under more pressure.
Sure. And I want to ask you about this stabilizing question. I mean, is there still concern in the banking sector about broader volatility and fear? These bank failures we've seen can uncover big unknown risks in the system, and nobody in the system likes unknown risks, do they?
Right. I mean, we saw yesterday this happening with Credit Suisse, the large Swiss bank. The Credit Suisse itself reported that it had uncovered significant problems with its process for reporting its financial results to the public. And it used a lot of very technical jargon, so I'm simplifying. But
sure.
But basically, it came out and said, we've realized that there are some problems with the way we report our finances. We're sorting it out. It could take us a while. It could cost us money to sort this out. And that really caused a lot of panic among investors, because the market was already extremely jittery about bank health globally. It had seen two banks in the U.S. fail in recent days, and now suddenly this very large Swiss bank was saying, hey, we have some problems. And this is a bank that's had problems for years, so the fact that Credit Suisse had problems was not new to anyone, but this was a new problem that they were announcing.
Yeah.
And it caused the bank's stock to tumble precipitously yesterday, and that is a sign of how nervous the markets are right now about who will be the next bank to fall.
And how much is the current situation about emotion? I mean, we can talk about stock prices and indices that try to measure fear, but is emotion on the minds of a lot of the people you're talking to?
It absolutely is, and it comes up in two ways, right? There are emotions involved in a bank run. It just like in Mary Poppins or It's a Wonderful Life, people hear that someone else is taking their money out. They hear that the bank might be unhealthy and run out of money, and so therefore everybody stampedes. And the stampede itself kind of causes the stampede, if you see what I mean. And it's the same thing with markets. Investors look to see that a bank is reporting some troubles. They see that other people are selling. They worry about a bank run, and they sell the stock. And so there's emotion that crops up on both the sort of depositor end and on the investor end. And in both of those cases, those fears are fueling some of the instability here.
And Jean, a quick question about interest rates. The European Central Bank today raised interest rates more than people were expecting. Could that be a sign that in the U.S. the Fed could do the same next week? Because we know higher rates help prompt this bank instability in the first place.
That's right. I think the sense is that the Fed will probably raise rates next week, as it was expected to do, right? So that everyone had expected the Fed to raise rates next week. And mm-hmm. the thinking right now is probably it will raise them by a quarter of a percentage point. The minority of economists out there are saying, well, maybe the Fed won't raise at all next week because okay. we're seeing this market instability right now, mm-hmm. and they may want to just pause and yeah. make sure they okay. don't make things worse. But the thinking is probably it will raise by a quarter point.
Gene Whalen of the Washington Post. Thank you.
You're welcome.